Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to episode 83 of The Gut Goddess Show, and today we are talking all about constipation. And so this is going to be part one of a two-part series where we talk about all about getting your bowels moving so that you can have a flatter belly, better energy, and just feel really good. So today I'm going to be talking with you about the five different reasons for maybe why you're so constipated. And then I'm going to be sharing with you a couple of the basic things to start with. And then in the next episode, part two, I'm going to be going more detailed and giving you more advanced approaches if you are really struggling with constipation. So I'm excited for this episode. It's going to be really, really fun. But before we dive in, I've got a couple of things to update you on. One of which is I've just gotten back. I was away. I took a weekend or about 5 days to go away, to go to kind of like a conference, personal development thing. I'm calling it a conference. It wasn't really a conference. It was like a gathering that was a blend of lots of different things from this kind of lady I've been following online that was looking at some spiritual stuff, looking a little bit more energy medicine, which I've been recently this year learning more about, because I used to be the person was like, oh, that's so weird, so dodgy, so unhelpful. And actually, as I've been learning some of the science behind it, I've been listening to a book of books by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it just makes so much sense. I used to think it was this really like spiritual woo-woo in a negative way. And actually, it's been great learning about that, and it's been super powerful. I've been doing it for myself, and it's been great. So I was just but that was in Nashville, guys. I went all the way to Nashville for like 5 days. I left my boys, and honestly, I was so surprised at how much I missed Mill and, oh my goodness, and Joe, actually. So the next time I go away, I'm going to try and stick to Europe, because Nashville is just far. But it was super fun, really nice to get away, and I just saw some friends now for a coffee, and you're like, oh, you're looking really well. And it's because I just took that time away to sleep. I booked myself an acupuncture appointment in Nashville. I went and had a vitamin IV. I had some magnesium and glutathione intravenously, which I've always wanted to do. I've never done it because I think the nearest place near me charges maybe like £300 for a session for a single IV, which is just quite a lot. I kind of wish I was a nurse and could just hook myself up. But and it was much cheaper to do it in the States, so I did that, and I've been feeling so much better since doing that, because I've had a cold, remember, for like the last little while. So the blend of that glutathione, that magnesium, and then a weekend of like energy clearing, I think has been super helpful. So that's just my little life update, and we are now in November. How is that happening? I can't believe we're nearly at the end of a decade. That's what I was just listening to a podcast, and someone said we're rounding up a decade. It's going to be 2020. And I'm super excited. When I heard that on the podcast, my initial thought was, I can't wait to do a decade in review. Like review the last 10 years. Like all the amazing things that have happened. And I love, and don't worry, at the end of this year, I will do a couple of podcasts on how I review the year, how I plan for the next year, how I set myself up for success, all that stuff, because I love it. It's so much fun. But before we talk about your poop and constipation, which is one of my most favorite topics, I want to chat a little bit more about working with me, because there's a couple of things that have changed recently, and I realized I don't really talk about it on the podcast that much. So this is, when it comes to working with me one-on-one, the best way to work with me, if you listen to this podcast today and you're like, Kezia, I've been constipated since a child, maybe you'll really resonate with some of the kind of case studies that I share with you from clients of mine, or whatever the health issue, and you're like, I really want to work with you, Kezia. I just feel like it's time, like I'm just ready. Then the best thing that I recommend for everyone to do is to come into my 4-month program. So I call it the belly program, but it's really a 4-month program where we work together closely, meeting every 2 to 3 weeks, consistent weekly email support, a private kind of plan to help you see some amazing results so that you can kickstart weight loss if you've been really struggling. And I'm not going to put this out there. I am not a weight loss nutritionist. That is not my focus. But clients I work with lose weight because your body will find its healthy weight when you bring healing and balance to your digestive system. If your digestive system's buggered, if your hormones are all over the place, it's gonna be so hard for you to lose weight. If your relationship with food is really crap, you're gonna really struggle to see any results. If you have PCOS, if you have an autoimmune condition going on, again, really, really difficult for you to find your healthy weight. So just putting that out there though, that I am not a weight loss nutritionist. That is not my main focus. My main focus is helping you heal your body so that your body can find its ideal weight, so that you can get your energy back, your belly back, so that you can go on and live the life you were designed to live and live the life you want to live, instead of obsessing about everything you're eating, about how you're going to fit in your clothes, about how you look, about whether you should eat this or not eat this, or whether you'll be bloated or not, or if you'll have the energy to do that commitment you've signed up to, or if you can have a healthy hormones enough to get pregnant for the first time or again. That is what I'm interested in. So that 4-month program is the best place to work with me. Now, it's over 4 months and it's a personal kind of private program. But if you've had an issue that you've had for a long time, if you've say had IBS for the last 5, 6, 10 years, it's not going to change overnight. And that's why the 4 months is so helpful. And it also means that you're invested. And so the cost of working with me for 4 months is £1,200 overall. So I'm just trying to think, is that right? I always get the whole 100 thing. Anyway, £1,200. That's how much it is. That's 1200, isn't it? Right? Anyway, that's how much it is to work with me over 4 months. Most people split that down into monthly payments. And I have 4 slots available of those just now. I am pretty full with my Nourish clients and other things. But I do have 4 spaces for that. And I would love to work with you. Now, I just want to touch on, if I've just said how much that costs and you've gone, oh, that's a lot of money, Kezia. That's like, some of you might feel that that's a fine price. You might be like, oh yeah, fair enough. 4 months personalized support. Yep, that makes total sense. It's, you know, Kezia's pretty qualified what she's done. She's got postgraduate. She's invested tens of thousands in herself and in her education, which I have. I'm certified with the right professional bodies, do my CPD, all that stuff, legit qualifications. But some of you might be like, yeah, sure, totally think that's reasonable. Others of you might be like, oh, no way I could ever work with Kezia. That's far too much money. Some of you might think that's not fair to charge that money. You might have had a strong response. Now, I just want to share this with you really quickly. I used to charge a really small amount to work with me, like £40 for a session. But I found that when I charge more, my clients get much better results. So when I was charging people £40 a session, which is a pittance, like you are not making a profit on that from a business perspective at all. It's like a hobby. You can't live, pay your bills with that unless you're willing to see 20 clients a day, which I do not have the energy for. If those clients would cancel, they'd not show up, they'd not do the stuff we talked about because they weren't committed. Like, the money that you put towards things energetically, when you pay money that makes you feel uncomfortable. And I'm going to put it out there. I've deliberately set my pricing at the moment to feel a little bit uncomfortable for my clients. I want it to feel uncomfortable for you because you do not see changes when you stay in your comfort zone. If you're thinking, Kezia, I'm really sick of this endometriosis. I've had it for 10 years. It's doing my nut in. You know what you're eating isn't helping. But if you actually want to see some changes in that, in the symptoms of endometriosis, in your weight, in your energy, in your hormones, then you need to get yourself out of your comfort zone, because it's your comfort zone that is keeping you where you're at right now. And one of the easiest ways to initially say, yes, I am for this, I am willing to get out of my comfort zone, is to pay money for it. And for your money to be that symbolic energetic exchange, that symbolic exchange of going, I am worth this. Because this is really what it's all about, pricing. If you feel like something is excessively priced, it's probably because you feel uncomfortable spending that much money on yourself. And I can say that with clarity because I've been there. If you had said to me 10 years ago, oh, to work with me costs this much, I would have been like, that is unethical. I can't believe you charge that much. Everyone deserves to be healthy. And you're putting barriers up where other people can't and blah, 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 blah. Surely you don't need that much money. But really, that was all my chat. But really, I felt so uncomfortable at spending money on myself. Even this trip that I just mentioned over to Nashville, it was expensive and it felt uncomfortable for me to spend over £1,000. It probably comes in at all like £1,500 just on myself for a weekend trip away that isn't necessary. But I know that I have seen the biggest breakthroughs, the biggest healings, the biggest transitions in my life when I have gotten out of my comfort zone, not just emotionally, not just with my eating, not just with my habits, but with my finances. And I've realized that part of my job is as a leader here, and I'm leading my clients through this transformation. And I know they are going to get the better results when they are willing to say, I'm worth this. I'm committed to this. I'm committed to my body, and I'm committed to see change. So I just want to explain that, not because I feel like I need to justify my price. I am so happy with my price. I think it's an absolute steal. I think it's really good value. And I'm so confident that if you work with me and you meet me halfway and you do the work over 4 months, that you are going to see phenomenal results, honestly. And I know that could sound like all schmoozy sales chat, but I hope you know by now, if you've listened to the show, I am not a schmoozy. I mean this. And I know the stuff that we do over 4 months is so, so powerful. So I want to explain that. But because I know that price point is higher, I've also introduced something called a deep dive session, which is a single one-off 90-minute session. So there's no follow-up support or any ongoing support, but we spend 90 minutes together. I create a plan of action for you, just like I would do with my other clients, and create this document that I send you with all the actions, resources, all of that sort of stuff as a follow-up. And that is a great option. If you're like, actually, Kezia, I just kind of need to know what to eat right now. I don't actually think I need 4 months support. I don't need accountability. I don't need ongoing stuff. I don't think my health issue is that chronic. Then the deep dive session is for you. And that's only £225. And that'll probably go up in the new year. And I have a couple more spaces for that than I do the 4 month, because it's only a single one. And so if you are like, I'd love to work with you, Kezia, but I don't actually think I need a 4 month program, or maybe your finances really are in a place where you couldn't afford that genuinely and you just need a place to get started, then that deep dive is a great place to start there. And I love doing those sessions as well, and people get amazing results. So if you want to know more about working with me, again, I have about 4 spaces for new people between now and the end of the year. Then head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org or keziahall.com. Both roads lead to me, both in the same place. Whatever you remember easiest, keziahall.com I think is easier, K-E-Z-I-A, and Hall, H-A-L-L. And then just click the Work With Me page and all the information is there. With the deep dive, you can sign up straight away. With the 4 month program, you fill in a mini application form, and then we hop on the phone and just see if it's a good fit, because it might not be. I also get there's a more of investment, so you maybe want to chat it through, but I would love to work with you. If you don't, honestly, don't wait until January. I know at this time of year, people are like, oh, well, I may as well start just eating Christmas food and mince pies now and then. No. If we can get started now, you could see some phenomenal results before Christmas. And honestly, I'm a foodie, guys. So our program together isn't going to involve me saying, right, over the Christmas period, I really want you to drink celery juice and have no sugar, no gluten, no dairy, no food, no meat. No, like I love Christmas as much as the rest of you guys. So, and a whole lot of what I would do with people is helping them create these lifestyles that actually work. And yes, that was my doorbell that went off. It was my my eggs and veg box delivery. But that kind of summarizes. I just wanted to introduce currently what working with me looks like and your 2 different options. Also, I do run my group coaching program called Nourish, and that is also that's my 4 month program, but I do it in a group. And so I'll be doing a new one of those in the new year. So if you head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/ wait, then you can join the waitlist for Nourish. That will be happening again, probably sort of February time. I think I'll be running the next group of that. And that is a kind of a slightly more affordable version of 4 month program. If you know you need the accountability, then that's the option. So those are 3 ways of working with me. If you want to work with me straight away, head over to the Work With Me page, either click a deep dive, which you sign up for today, book your session, and we can be talking within the next couple of weeks, or fill an application form. We can hop on the phone and see about starting that 4 month program. And there's different ways that you can pay for it. Some people pay for it all up front. Some people do it in stages, whatever. I'm really flexible with payment options. Okay, but let's get on with today's show and talk about something I talk a lot with my clients about, and that's constipation. poop. Oh, I can't believe I was actually looking at all the different podcasts, and I haven't talked about poop for quite a while, which is unlike me, guys. This is a subject I'm super passionate about. So we are talking all about constipation. I'm going to do this in two parts because it's a lot of information to share in one. So in this part, we are going to be talking about why you would be constipated, because it's really important. It's so easy. I know you might just be wanting these quick fixes, but if you don't address why you have it in the first place, then you could do a quick fix and then you're going to get it back. You're not actually going to see things shift. And what I do with my clients is help them to make shifts that last. I don't just want you to like not be constipated and pooping for a week. I want you to be pooping every day like a trooper for the rest of your life, because that's how you're going to best support your longevity, your energy, your belly, your maintaining a healthy weight, your hormones, your mental health, all of that sort of stuff. So first of all, why is constipation a problem? And what do I mean by constipation? So constipation, from my perspective as a holistic nutritionist, this isn't necessarily the NHS guidelines. The NHS guidelines are a little bit vague or varied on it. In my opinion, if you are not pooping at least once a day, I would say you're constipated. Now, if you are pooping 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day, really loose, unhealthy stools, that's obviously unhealthy too. So you're really trying to find this balance. Having loose, more diarrhea type stools isn't healthy, but neither is going to the toilet every other day, every 3 days, or like some of my clients, you know, they might be coming to me and they're going once a week. And the only reason they're going once a week is because of laxatives or enemas or whatever else. So it's really, really important that you go for a poop every day. Why is that? Like, why is that such a big deal? You might be like, I go every other day, Kezia, and I feel fine, whatevs. Poop is one of the ways that your body eliminates toxins from the body. So it's one of the kind of detox pathways that we have. So we will detoxify toxins and certain chemicals through sweating, breathing, peeing, pooping, and did I mention sweating? I think I did. Maybe even like tears as well, kind of fluids wise. And what our bodies will do, what the liver will do, is it takes toxins, things, and things like hormones, things that the body's needing to get rid of, and it will convert them in the liver and then attach them onto the bile. And that's what makes the poop that color. Attached to the poop. And that's why it's important to get rid of it every day. Because if you are creating poop and that poop will kind of go through your intestines, and then in your large intestine, if it's not coming out every day, it's just going to sit there. And a lot of those toxins, a lot of those waters, it's going to get reabsorbed back into the body, which is what you don't want. And then you also can imagine, if you imagine like this tube that's like your intestines, you also have this poop basically sitting there feeding all the different bacterial species in your gut, which you also don't want, because that can promote the wrong types of bacteria species to establish themselves and grow. And as I talked about in, I think it was a couple of episodes ago, all about why it's so important to have good, healthy bacteria in your body. Like really, really, really important that you are not low in good bacteria. So it's really important. And as an example, I used to many years ago work in an elderly people's home. And that when I was like 16 or 17, just as a kind of care assistant, and I used to work in hospital as well as an auxiliary nurse through my undergraduate, in different wards as like a bank filling in the gaps, basically. I was the tea and toilet lady, guys. And it was so clearly here that I could see the effects of constipation. So with the elderly, when they would get constipated in the nursing home or anything like that, their behavior, their mood would completely change. Sometimes they become like completely different people. And that is when you would know they were actually constipated. Or if you see it with kids as well, if you see little babies, when Milan's been constipated, he can just get so much more grouchy and not like his whole mood changes. So if this isn't just about, oh, it'd be nice to poop every day, but whatevs. No. So important. That's why research shows how there's lots of research around in prevention of colon cancer. Making sure you're eating enough fiber is really, really helpful. And part of one of the many reasons for that is helping to ensure you're not constipated, so that you are really looking after your colon, really looking after that large last part of your large intestine. So this isn't just like, yeah, it'd be nice to poop every day. If you want to be at a healthy weight, if you want healthy hormones, hormones. If you want your mental health to be resilient and good, you need to be pooping every day. Because that's the other thing. We poop out our hormones as well. So the body is always trying to find a healthy balance of your hormones. So if you're not pooping regularly, you're going to be reabsorbing a lot of those hormones that your body's trying to get rid of back into the system and overloading your system. And this is why so many women I work with have excess estrogen, or we suspect there's excess estrogen going on. And a lot of the time it's because they're saying, well, maybe poop every day, maybe every other day. And ideally, when it comes to your poop, you actually want to be doing like pooping twice a day. I, on average, poop twice a day, two healthy poos. I eat a lot of food. I eat a lot of fiber. Therefore, you want to be seeing some sort of match with the food you're eating and the food that's coming out. Otherwise, where's it going? Especially if you're eating good amounts of fiber. So, so important that we are pooping regularly and having healthy poops. And this is why when people ask, what do you do, Kezia? I often joke and be like, I talk to women about their poop and their periods, because that is, you could say, the basis of what I do. And what happens if you are constipated? So yeah, on a high level, you know it's not great for your body. It's not good for your kind of bacterial ecosystem, maybe for your energy, all of those kind of things. But what are the symptoms? How can you feel? So often people who are constipated will know they need to go to the toilet, but they might not link it to any other symptoms. But if you are bloated in any way, and you're not pooping every day, then I would say it's probably down to that. If you have low energy, if you're feeling quite sluggish, if your mental health, maybe there's a lot of anxiety, maybe some depression, you know, there's some maybe imbalance mental health-wise, or just a lower mood, it could, again, be to do with needing to get your bowels moving. If you have hormonal imbalances and are maybe struggling to have healthy periods, or really struggling with heavy, horrible periods, again, it could be this constipation won't be helping it either. And again, with all of those things, all those symptoms can also be symptoms of other things, which is why you should always just head to the doctor, get things checked out. But I find a lot of people, they're like, oh, I'm just so bloated all the time, or I just have no energy, or my periods are all over the place. And then I'm like, well, how's your poop? And they're like, Kezia, what's that? What's my periods got to do with my poop? And I'm like, guys, it has everything to do with your poop. If your poop is a way of your body getting rid of all the stuff that's stressing it out, a way of all the stuff, all the toxins, all the stuff that your body no longer needs. And if you're keeping that, if you're not having that regular movement, a bowel movement, that peristalsis of that gut movement that gently removes the stools from your body, then you are going to struggle to feel as good as you could feel. So that's a little bit about what the definition of what constipation is and why it matters. But next we want to look at, why would you have it? Because I've had lots of clients come to me. So thinking of one client in particular, but I had lots of clients with varieties of the same story who have come to me really constipated. They've tried the Senacot, they've tried the laxatives, they've maybe tried suppositories, they've tried eating prunes, apricots, they drink water, they eat vegetables, and they're just like, I just can't. It's just stressing them out, because to leave the house, they need to sit on the toilet for half an hour every day. They need to like go to the toilet like three times in order to get to work, because just nothing's moving. And it really, really impacts the rest of the day. So why could that be? And I've had with some clients, again, I'm thinking of two or three clients in particular, that this has been the way since they were a child. So since they were really little, they can remember really struggling going to the toilet. And other clients, I had one client who it wasn't an issue for at all until like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. They used to just poop every day, never thought about it, never, you know, were just like, right, just poop. And then something happened and all of a sudden they were like, this is so difficult. I wish I was more grateful when I could poop every day. Because she was like, this is terrible. And because it's one of those things, you might listen to this, you know, being constipated or had any bowel issues, count yourselves lucky. It's grim, guys. It's totally grim. Speaking as someone who used to have chronic diarrhea all the time. Okay, but why could this be happening? Because if this is the case, if you have struggled with this for a while, you might not have necessarily had the answers of why you're constipated. Because you might have a sibling who eats the same as you, or a family member that eats the same as you, and they're not constipated. So why are you constipated? Okay, so number one, in terms of why you could be constipated, is you're maybe just eating too much food that is not doing you good. So you're just eating a lot of food that's not nutrient dense. That's not what I would call real food. It's really processed food. It's food that comes in a packet. foods that have 10 to 15, 20 ingredients, food that's just highly processed. And so you'd be eating, potentially eating more of this stuff and not enough real food, whole food, not enough fiber, not enough food that is just like, that is ingredients, doesn't have ingredients, you know? So like an onion is an ingredient. It doesn't, there are no ingredients to onions. Or like chopped tomatoes. There are no ingredients to chopped tomatoes other than tomatoes, you know? But so that's the first one. And I imagine, I'm not going to spend long listening on this because I imagine if you listen to this podcast, you're probably not eating oven pizzas every day. You might eat them occasionally like I do. This is a really good gluten-free oven pizza I think I got from Morrison's the other day. But I'm not eating it every single day. I'm focusing on food that's whole, that's real, that's full of nutrients, that's helping and healing my body. But that's the first thing. If you are just eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of shop-bought foods, you're not eating a lot of real foods, and all this stuff, it doesn't mean you need to make every single thing from scratch, but you probably need to invest a bit more money in the foods that you're eating, or maybe you get really good quality meals delivered. Those services do exist. You just pay a lot more for them. So that's the first thing, not eating enough nutrient-dense food and too much processed food. Okay, reason number two is there's a food intolerance going on. So this nearly always plays a role with my clients. And it's often not the quick fix, meaning, you know, oh, you remove dairy because we suspect a dairy intolerance and boom, everything, the constipation changes overnight. That's happened with probably two or three clients, but a lot of my clients around this actually gradually over time, they realize, oh, I do feel better. So for example, I had a client working with me, and the constipation was one of many, many issues going on. And before I put anyone on some sort of cleansing period or kind of more intensive gut protocol, always make sure they're pooping at least once a day. Really important. You do not want to do a detox, air quotes, detox, if you're not pooping every day. You'll just feel really grim because pooping is one of the ways we detox. So if you're not pooping, then you're just going to, it's kind of pointless. So she had come to me and we'd removed, I think it was gluten. We suspected that was an issue because she knew pasta and bread didn't really do her good. And so after a week, she'd gotten rid of gluten and was like, okay, don't really feel much different. But it was after like 4 or 6 weeks, that's when she realized, oh, my energy is so much better. She was pooping every day. Like it had gradually gotten better. So food intolerance, again, I'd say it's unlikely to be the only reason you're constipated, especially if you've had constipation for a number of years and it's kind of chronic ongoing constipation, but it does play a really important role. The most common foods people are intolerant to begin with are dairy and gluten. Those are the places to start. That's where I start with all clients, get them to run an experiment so that they can just figure out, see what helps their body. That's why I have the Flourish Academy. It's a self-study program that will help you hit the reset with gluten, dairy and sugar. Which you can find out about, I think it's in my shop, that you can start with that. And so that would be the kind of next thing, food intolerances. So you might be like, Kezia, I've actually run the experiments. I am gluten-free. I am dairy-free. I know what I'm sensitive to. I don't think there's any other food intolerances. That's fine. The next reason you might have constipation is there's a gut imbalance. So I'm just going to move my mic. Excuse me. A gut imbalance, this would be, there might be small intestinal bacterial overgrowth going on. You might have excess pathogenic bacteria. You might have a yeast overgrowth. You might have a kind of an imbalanced bacterial landscape within your gut. And again, we talked about that in a couple of episodes of Are You Low in Good Bacteria? And if you are, again, really struggle, I often give the analogy, this isn't necessarily the scientific explanation, but it's a helpful metaphor. If you think about the good bacteria lining your gut, so think about your intestines as these tubes, wrinkly tubes that have this lining of like a mucosal lining and like all your kind of good bacteria as this lining. Think almost as like the good bacteria is a bit of a lubricant. So if you're constipated and you've not got a good diverse blend of bacteria going on, things are going to get a bit stuck. There's not that kind of lubrication going on to help this chyme that's becoming poop, that's becoming stool and feces to move along the intestines. Because you've got meters of intestines inside you. Meters. You heard that right. We've got between 1.5 to 2 meters, depending on the person, of large and small intestine, maybe even more than that. I can't remember off the top of my head, that this poop or stuff that's becoming poop has to travel through. So it needs like a good surface. It needs that slipstream, guys. Otherwise it is going to get stuck. And that's part of how I often communicate the bacteria. It also helps with digestion to move things along. So making sure you've not got excess bad bacteria is really important. And this is often one of the biggest reasons. If you're coming to me and you've been constipated for like the last 10 years and nothing seems to work, it's probably because you have a gut infection or a gut imbalance. And then what we do during our 4 months is create often a month-long gut healing protocol to really intensively shift out some of the bad bacteria, some of the potential yeasts. We might test your poop and do a stool test to get more information. And that's often the big game changer when it comes to people being able to poop every day and for that to be ongoing. So it's not just a flash in the pan. Oh, I worked with Kezia and then I could poop fine whilst working with her and now I can't. No, doing that deep gut shifting work is what helps enables you to see results that really last. Okay, so that is reason number three. Number four is for why you could be constipated is that you have poor stomach acid. So this often with the people I work with actually means people have too little stomach acid. Often people assume they have too much, which is maybe why they've been prescribed things like omeprazole or lansoprazole or another kind of PPI, which is a proton pump inhibitor, which is basically something that will reduce your stomach acid. But actually a lot of the time people don't have enough stomach acid. And if you think about your stomach acid and your digestive enzymes and your bile, they are the first main port of call for like they're the first main place of your chemical digestion. I was gonna say your mouth is too, but it doesn't do as much work as your stomach. So your stomach acid, getting adequate amounts of that enables you to break down proteins. Your digestive enzymes enable you to break down carbohydrates. Bile helps you to break down fats. If your food isn't getting broken down properly and you are in your intestines getting this partially undigested, like food that's not digested properly, that causes a lot of inflammation in the body. Your body can freak out a little bit and that can affect your bowels. So if you are not digesting your food properly from a chemical perspective, so your chemical digestion of stomach acid, bile, digestive secretions aren't secreting adequately, you're really, really gonna struggle with your bowels. Now, for different people, some people this might mean, for me, I wasn't digesting my food properly and the result actually meant I had diarrhea. So these partially digested foods would hit my intestines and because of the other factors going on, my intestines would go, oh my goodness, this is awful. We don't know what this is. This food isn't digested. We don't recognize this molecular form because it wasn't broken down into the small proper molecular form it should have been. So my body just went, well, get it out. And that's why you might have looser or more diarrhea type stools. Or with constipation, there's that same threat, that same worry, but your body just holds it in. It doesn't digest. It probably causes inflammation, can erode the kind of gut lining and remove that nice mucosal lining and that nice kind of lubricant within the gut. So that is reason number four. And reason number five for why you might be constipated, because remember, yeah, I know you're looking for like some quick fit answers, but actually, taking a laxative never doesn't deal with why you're constipated. If you really want to ditch constipation, you need to figure out why you're constipated and then address that. And then you're not constipated anymore. I know that sounds really obvious when I say it out loud, but our general cultural mentality is, what's the pill for that? What's the supplement for that? What's the quick fix for that? Instead of, what can I do? And actually next week in part two, I'm going to be sharing with you some of actually the pretty quick instantaneous things that you can do to initially get things moving. But it's really important that you do those quicker fix things in addition to dealing with these root issues. Otherwise, it's just always going to be an issue, which is grim. No one likes toilet drama, guys. I am so done. And I've had enough toilet drama in my life. I don't want any more. I'm done with it. I just want to go to the toilet, poop, be done. That's it. So anyway, reason number five is all around your nervous system, your kind of mindset, and your fight and flight mode. So I've found this a lot with clients is, and a really great way of thinking about it is, so constipation is you're not literally letting go of something. You are not letting go of your poop. You're holding it in, keeping it all together, keeping things tight. If you think about you're almost like your butt and the actual process of going for a poo is about a certain nerve signals and then muscles kind of contracting and releasing in order for you to poop on a really basic level. So if you're struggling with constipation, a lot of the time that can also have different impacts, around your mindset and mood, but also around your nervous system. So the first thing is, you, in order to have like a healthy poop, you need to not be stressed out about it. Now, this is really difficult because if you've historically really struggled with your bowels, chances are going to the toilet is stressful. So you're walking to the toilet being like, oh gosh, I need to leave for work in 10 minutes, but I never seem to be able to poop in 10 minutes. What if I can't go in, but I really do need to go? Oh, this is so annoying. Or I think I need a toilet. This isn't going to work. This is going to be such a stress. Ah, that is not going to help you to have a healthy poop. So really important to go when you're going into the bathroom, walking to the toilet at work, walking in your house, just to take some deep breaths and make sure you are not going to the toilet from a place of stress. Because if you're constipated, that is not going to help, my friend. Think about stress. What happens when you're stressed? Ooh, everything tenses up. You hold your, like, your face screws up, your wrists get to, everything gets tense. For you to get rid of a poop, you need to be relaxed. Your muscles need to be relaxed. You need to feel safe on a really basic level. Because I don't know about you, but I cannot poop if I don't feel safe. I do a lot of hill walking, which means I have to poop outdoors. So if I am, and Joe will testify to this, I'll be like, right, I need to go. I need to make sure he's looked forwards and backwards. I need to make sure I've got a really good tree or bush around to hide behind to go to the toilet. Like, I need to feel safe. If I hear someone or dog barking, that's me done. Like, I won't go and have a poop. I'll pull it back up and wait for someone to pass into the quiet area. So you need to feel safe. If you're chronically constipated, it's probably because the toilet isn't safe for you anymore. And I would maybe argue other aspects in your life, or unconsciously, something has happened in your life that's made you feel unsafe. Now, that could have been 10 years ago, or it could be in your present environment, but it's really important. You need to feel, okay. You need to feel like you have permission, that there's time, that there's space for you to go to the toilet. And this is more to do with your nervous system. You might know, because of course I know I'm safe to go to the toilet. Oh, but this isn't about consciously what you think. This is about, is your body in this fight and flight mode? Which is why going to the toilet, if you are constipated, one of my really handy tips that I'm going to share with you is just making sure your breath work is really good. So going to the toilet, and on your way walking to the toilet, taking 5 to 8 deep breaths. Just really taking some intentional deep breaths. Then when you get into the toilet and you're sitting down on the loo, is actually doing some intentional breathing work that they often use actually a lot in birthing, like in hypnobirthing. They'll recommend short in breath through the nose and then long through the mouth. So it'd be like in through the nose, out through the mouth. Can be really helpful breathing pattern for encouraging your body to let go of the poo that is inside you. So really thinking about it from this nervous perspective, if you are stressed out going to the toilet, there's literally just, it's not going to help. So keeping yourself in that kind of calm and sort of rested nervous state is really, really important. Really important to move on to have a healthy poop in that place. And I know that's like, it's not really what people talk about, but think about it. Constipation is, you've got to be calm enough, safe enough to let some stuff go. It's all about letting go. So I would also ask you to think about, okay, in the rest of your life, is there anything you need to let go of? Is there forgiveness, unforgiveness that you need to let go of? Is there, you trying to say yes to too many things? And so you just come to the toilet stressed all the time. What do you need to let go of in your life? Because the body tells you all sorts of information, tells you what's going on in your cells. It tells you everything. It's a mirror. It's a map of what is happening in your life. So if you aren't able to go to the toilet, yep, there might be lack of fiber. There might be a gut imbalance, but it might be because you need to let some stuff go. Literally, you need to let some shit go in your life, both in the physical and the metaphysical. It's just the way it is. And it makes sense, doesn't it? It does. Like, the body, you are one being. You are not this, like, oh yes, I'm this, here's this section of me to do with my cells and my bowels and then my emotion and my life and my choices are separate. No. You're one being, one beautifully complex system, including all your emotions and thoughts and choices and cells and energy production and digestion and liver support and detoxification, all one being. And I know that's an unusual approach to have, but it makes sense. And it is an unusual approach to have, and that's why I think I'm so good at what I do. People don't often get that whole approach. And that is what's so powerful and why my clients see great results. And why, like, so for example, that client I was telling you about who'd been constipated since a child, she'd done the suppositories, the laxatives, the food, the water, the fiber, the prunes, the anything you can think of to get bowels moving. Working together, within a month, she was pooping every day. Within a month. And we worked on loads of other stuff. And she left after her 4-month program, pooping every day like a trooper, less bloated, better energy, clearer skin. She was just like, I didn't even think it was possible. She came to me and she was going to the toilet once a week. And she was like, I mean, if I can just go every other day, I would be really happy. Like, she didn't even hope to think she could go to the toilet every day. And she was like, oh my goodness. She sent me an email being like, there's just no toilet drama. She's like, I just go to the toilet. Like, I need to poo. I go to the toilet, I have a poo, and then I come out. I was like, yeah, that is how it's meant to be. So this can completely shift when you figure out why you are constipated and then do the appropriate plan in place, which is what I do with my clients all the time. Same with this is, it's not the same process, but with diarrhea, like what I had, again, a similar thing. You're finding out why you've got diarrhea, and some of those things also relate as well. Food intolerances plays a big role, gut imbalance, stomach acid. There can be a couple of other different nuanced things. And then when you deal with that, then you can see things shift. But if you're listening to this and you're like, Kezia, I don't want to wait for the next part where you tell me the things to do. What can I do right now? Okay, so what I want to share with you here, next week I'm going to go through some of the more advanced tactics, for want of a better word, when it comes to constipation. But today what I want to share with you is just some of the basics, which if you are not doing these things, do these things first. So number one, making sure you're drinking enough water. Really important. You want to be going for like 1.5 liters a day minimum. Now, I'm assuming if you're constipated, you probably already do that. So, but that's a basic thing. The next thing is making sure you're eating enough vegetables. So adding in a smoothie to your day, making sure every meal that you have, you've got a good amount of vegetables. None of this like 2 broccoli florets at the side of your dinner. That is not a good amount of vegetables, my friend. That's like measly. You want a good amount of several different types of vegetables throughout the day, mixed, cooked ones, raw ones, add in a green smoothie, all of these things, a portion of fruit in there as well. Really helpful. If you're not getting enough vegetables into your day, by simply adding in more vegetables and potentially more water, that might be enough to get your bowels moving. So if you're not doing that, I know for many of you, you'll be like, Kezia, I tried that 10 years ago, didn't work. Or you might eat bananas and be like, that makes me worse. Or vegetables make you more bloated. Totally get that. That is possible. But these are just the basic things. The next third basic thing is make sure when you're going for a bowel movement that you are elevating your knees above your hips, above your pelvis. So what this means is that you want to be having, especially if you're constipated, you want to be going to the toilet. Most of us in British toilets, we don't squat. You want to be putting yourself in a squatting position. Now, with our British toilets, what I do is I have a little stool like I got from IKEA, you know, like a little stool thing that I have near the toilet that I just put my feet on so that my knees get elevated above my kind of rectum, basically. And what this does is this changes, it kind of straightens out almost that final part of your rectum so that poop isn't having to go around the corner, as it were, and it helps you to go to the bathroom more easily. So positioning, really important. So, and whether or not you're constipated, this is the best way to poop. So always making sure, you can do it if your toilet is low enough by just being on your tiptoes while you're sitting on the toilet. That sometimes is enough. But for my toilet, I need a stool in order to get my knees more elevated than my pelvis. That makes a big difference because I was a bit constipated during pregnancy, but that and water and some veggies always did the trick for me. Really, really important. So those are your 3 basic things. Position on the toilet, hydration, and making sure you're eating good amounts of vegetables with every single meal as a minimum of 5 portions of vegetables a day, not including fruit, a minimum of 5 portions of vegetables a day. That's why, and you can do that, and you can get 2 or 3 sometimes in a green smoothie. So that's often a great way of doing it, and why I have the green smoothie challenge. So if that could be a good option, I'll link to that in the show notes. I'll also link to a video that explains why the position of you pooping is important. It's from the Squatty Potty Company. It's just hilarious. It's with a unicorn pooping ice cream. It's really funny. So I'll link to that in the show notes. I'll put a link to working with me in the show notes, because this, along with other reasons, isn't what I work with clients a lot about. And often issues with bowels often come with a whole host of other things as well. So, I feel like there was another resource that I mentioned, but I can't remember. So I hope that has been helpful. If you're constipated, know that you, first of all, recap, you want to be pooping once a day, at least, minimum. Number two, if you're not, you want to ask why. And I've mentioned five reasons. There are other reasons as well. That's not an extensive list. I could think of other things, but for time's sake, I'm going to keep it to those. And those are the things that come up most, but there's other aspects and other reasons too. And then you, as the basic actions around getting your bowels moving, is hydration, making sure you drink enough water, eating enough vegetables, and having a good posture whilst pooping. So if you have any questions about this, head over to Instagram or Facebook. It's Supernaturally Healthy. You can message me there. I love to hear from you guys. If you have anything specific you want to do, I might do a Q&A on this as well. So make sure you do follow me on Instagram and Facebook, because that's where I'll do free training and take these things deeper. Otherwise, head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org, click the Work With Me page, sign up for a deep dive session, or fill in your application so that we can start working with each other, so that in the next couple of weeks, you can get your bowels moving, that your next period can be less painful and more awesome, so that you can maybe have lost some weight before Christmas, that you can beat the bloat, so that you can know what to eat, ditch the overwhelm, so that you can just get on with living your one and only awesome, kick-ass, beautiful life. And without a healthy body, it's really difficult to enjoy this life. Saying that as someone who struggled for a really long time with my health. And I still have stuff that I'm working on, even now, guys. But I would love to chat with you. Let me know your questions. Otherwise, I'll see you next week. Lots of love.